Brand new music from them. You heard The Test from their forthcoming album Metal Horse out on Envato. We had a request for Stereolab. Usually I don't love a request, but I was feeling generous. You heard Low Boob Oscillator. Stereolab is also coming back. First new album in 15 years, I think, and they're playing... I cannot think of the venue. Brooklyn Steel, I think, in October. Mickey Bereni Trio, their new album, Tripla, out on Bella Union, was in that set. You heard the track Hurricane, which followed new music from The Horrors. They have a track called L.A. Runaway, a new album coming out on Fiction, which also releases The Cure. The album is called Nightlife. We had another remix in that set. Scratch Massive got the rework treatment from Rari. That was a track, Dreamers. And Andy, a.k.a. Andy Harriman, Synthesize founder, and just amazing DJ in general. She has a brand new track out on a German label. The track is called Dead Bang, and the EP is called Compelling Evidence. More new music in there. Pixel Grip brought you Pursuit. And Punch Bag with their debut EP out today. The name of the EP is called I'm Not Your Punch Bag. And the track you heard is You Used to Be So Sexy, which is a pretty accurate message about phones. I feel like usually I don't like music about like phones or Instagram or whatever, but that one resonated with me. Anyway, topped everything off about an hour ago with brand new music from Andy Bell of Erasure, not Andy Bell of Ride. Andy Bell of Erasure has a brand new solo album out today that he's self-released. Support. It's called 10 Crowns, and you heard the track off of it, a collaboration with Debbie Harry of Blondie. The track was called Heart's a Liar. We are all caught up. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Mona. I will be back sooner than usual. I'm subbing for Clay Pigeon on Monday. A little wake and bake special. I mean, Mondays are a disaster, so I'm really going to try and play the best music to pump you up and get you ready for the week. So I hope you'll tune in. I mean, you should really just always be tuning in to WFMU. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I am going to get out of here, make way, I think, for Bucci. Did you hear Mrs. Bucci with our dear baby Jessica, a.k.a. Jesse Doris, doing their font show? We love. I hope Mr. Bucci is not freaking. You're okay, Bucci. You're going to get to keep your show. I don't know. I'm not Ken. Anyway, I've said too much. It's time for me to get out of here. Next week, I have a very special. my guest will be Midge-er. So if you have any questions for Midge, put them in the chat or message me, and I'll make sure to ask them. And it's also Dave Gahan's birthday, so I have a little surprise special for you related to that as well. So my new wave fronds, I think you will like next week. Anyway, bye-bye now. I'm going to leave you with a little Ultravox to get you in the mood for Midge-er next week. See you next time. Bye. When I first heard Bucci,
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci,
I didn't appreciate it. But I didn't stop at just ignoring the show and letting it be. I decided to be a hater.
Last time on Bucci.
Hillary Duff.
Remember me.
Bucci was born with a mic in one hand and a middle finger in the other. And once he was born, other things happened to him. What do you want to add to my memoir? What happened to me?
What do you think, Justin? What do you say about Bucci? He's not giving me anything.
Ask him to say Cranston. He says it like Cranston, right?
Cranston.
I remember one day when I was you made, how would you say, a multidisciplinary contraption.
I think I remember this.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Seem to remember eating and then someone handing me a trophy. Maybe it was soccer. Bucci's first word was, can we go? And his second words were, to CVS. That is actually true. It freaked everybody out.
I am actually from East Greenwich, but my parents grew up in Knightsville.
Oh, yeah, that's a good memory.
They just watched a horse until it died and then harvested that meat.
Like, not end of life, but maybe post-retirement.
I can't die in the middle of the memoir.
You have a lot of vigor. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bucci was eating tortellini, and then it says footnote 70. And you go down, and there's just like...
This is how the memoir starts. He hijacked the DJ table and played a 10-minute theremin solo over Return of the Mac.
Are you telling me you need ChatGPT to have a submission for my memoir?
Yeah, I think it really, like, elevates your life story.
No. We can't put that in there.
Somehow Bucci becomes pivotal in Luigi Mangione's freedom.
Work it in. You know, bring in the government angle.
Pawtucket. Say Pawtucket.
Pawtucket.
You were from Pawtucket. You're not from Pawtucket. You're from Pawtucket.
Pawtucket.
The what in my hair?
The skunk stripe, where after the lightning hit.
You know what? I just got a text from Station Manager Ken, and he says the memoir title should be Station Manager Ken Presents Bucci. I don't need your pity. Wait, yes I do.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Remember me.
Bucci felt for the first time completely and stupidly alive.
That's not going to be in the memoir. Hold on. Oh, God. All right. Bucci's bed music is some of the most sudden bed music you've ever heard. It comes on like a flash. All right, getting ready. I gotta get the noisiest chair possible. Let's try this chair. Is this chair loud enough? No, it's loud. It's not loud enough. Oh yeah, that's good. Perfect for the radio. Perfect for Bucci.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was gonna pull down the blinds so those people in the condo behind the station. Ooh, I'm quiet. I'm probably louder now. I was gonna pull down the blinds so the people in the condo wouldn't see me, quote unquote, doing Bucci. But you know what? I'm kind of starting to like it. I feel their eyes on me, and it warms me in a way that, you know, face-to-face contact seldom does. Okay.
Smooth Booch.
Everybody knows. It's really not important to keep going on and on about it. Because if there's one thing about Bucci, he doesn't go on and on about Bucci.
Bucci.
Okay. Nice to be here. Period. Let's open a can of... pollen.
That's right, babe. It's pollen season. I am not allergic. I do not have allergies. Except for the previously referenced human contact. Oh, take it slow, Bucci. It's a long hour. Yeah, I actually like pollen. I'm a fan. I think it's pretty, you know. It's pretty, you know, light yellow or light orange specks. I like it. In fact, I wear, like, in the season, I wear extra sticky shirts. So the pollen just, when it floats down, it sticks to me. And that way I don't need to buy any pattern t-shirts. I just let that pollen do the work. And bank the savings. It's delicious, but I think I'm going to pour it all over me. I don't know why it made that noise. Whew. Hold on, let me do five things, and then I'll get back to you. So man, I don't know where you are in the world, but
you.
But it's beautiful here in the New York, New Jersey area. I'm talking about the weather is beautiful, of course. Because no amount of sunshine will brighten our actual day-to-day lives. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci.
Take your time, why don't you? In fact, actually, the sun is our enemy, our ultimate enemy, ever burning with more and more intensity. But let's, you know what, I almost cursed. Let's ignore all that. Let's just say it's nice. It's nice. It's so nice out. Just ignore everything else. It's 70, let me check this piece of paper. 79 degrees, babe-y. And, yeah. The city is blossoming.
Gulp.
Ah. First it gulps and then it goes ah. That's what the city does. Everywhere I look, it's friggin' verdant out there. Even the veteran cop on the beat is green today. And of course, the nice weather means two things. One, Bucci's got to break out those shorts, the summer shorts. People who look at my legs know that I like shorts, and I have these specialty ones. They're like meshy, but they're not like mesh like you think of mesh. Think of mesh, and then forget what you think about mesh. They're actually made out of string, and I weave them together, these different colored strings, and into a nice little short. And they're very light and very airy. I've gotten very good at them, so I can braid patterns into them, words and images, stories. I got my whole history in my shorts.
Bucci adage.
The downside is, like, wise guys, you know, smart Alex and wise guys can pull on a thread of these shorts and they just come apart fairly easily at my friend Steve's wedding. So, but, you know, it's a handoff. And the second thing that is good, that kind of is good about the nice weather is it's finally, it's finally time to open up my butterfly sanctuary.
I'm like a bird, I'm a butterfly.
Now, I've talked many, 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 many times about my butterfly sanctuary, but to bring people who are first-time listeners up to speed. A few years ago, I inherited / squatted on a piece of property that my aunt has. She's kept... she doesn't really keep much out there. She keeps her Toyotas and her my uncle's out there. But she hasn't used it for a while, if you know what I mean. And she didn't know what to do with it, so she passed it on to me because I had these squatter's rights. And I didn't really know what to do with it either, because if there's one thing about Bucci, he doesn't know what to do with the land he inherits. But, so I kind of, passed through a couple of things. Oh, what should I do? What should I do with this property? And as I was kind of figuring things out, I noticed, near my condo, I noticed that I was seeing a lot of butterflies dying off. I saw a lot of their little bodies. I don't know. I guess it was because all their natural habitats were being dug up for condos and whatever. Their food source was decimated. So a lot of them were dying. Aww. And they would pile up, seriously pile up. And I didn't like coming home and wading knee deep through literal corpses. Not after a day of wading through figurative ones. And so I was, what should I do with these things? And so I started reading about them, and I learned that they are very essential to our ecosystem. Maybe it's naive, like everybody knows how essential they are to their ecosystem. Well, I just found out. I'm learning other things, right? I'm learning how to be a DJ, how to do Booch. That's how I spent my life. You guys spent it wasting learning about how better butterflies benefit the ecosystem. But anyway, I have finally caught up. I know that, they pollinate everything that moves. You know what I mean? And they're an important part, of course, of our, the food web, if that's what it's called. Birds and bats and lizards, they all depend on butterflies to survive. They eat them, and then, of course, they pollinate flowers, which, it does something. But it's kind of pathetic, actually, how much the flower needs the butterfly. So needy.
I'm like a bird, I'm a butterfly.
They're also good for genetic research, of course, not to mention their aesthetic value. Who doesn't like looking at a beautiful butterfly? Of course, people in the chat over there at WFMU.org are saying nothing about the show at all. They're talking about their own thing. Talking about what? Talking about the PATH train schedule. Eyes on Bucci, chat. Eyes on Bucci. So anyway, because of this, and because I felt like I should give, I wanted to do something, and I had this thing, this little bit of land, I decided to turn the property into a butterfly sanctuary. Do I have a drop for Bucci's butterfly sanctuary? I told my uncle to make those, and he said he was going to, but then he just hooked himself up with a Subway sandwich and went to bed, I guess. So, but anyway, I set up Bucci's Butterfly Sanctuary, BBS. And hope that people would come and learn about these beautiful mammals and appreciate them. And they're all locally sourced. They're all 100% North Jersey, New York City butterflies. We don't import very many butterflies at all. And so not only is it a nice thing to go and visit on the weekends, but it is also building the butterfly population back up, and then I can release them. You can't release some Central American butterfly into a North Jersey environment, because then they can become an invasive species. And then you're going through the grim process of killing butterflies, which I am trying to avoid. So anyway, these are all beautiful butterflies, and I have been running it for some time now. And because of the spring, we're all ready to go. So, this week my sunglasses keep hitting the mic. And so, this week, I want to open, it's not a door, there's no door. I want to pull back the plastic sheet that I use as a door and welcome you in, give some tours. And let me share my knowledge, which is vast. You know, pretty vast. Let me walk that back. A fairly vast knowledge of butterflies. And I think you'll come in. I think you'll find the bliss you're looking for. If you're looking around looking for some bliss, there's nothing more idyllic as a butterfly sanctuary. MF-er. So, you know, come in. Come in. Smell the sweetness in the air for a price. And if you're lucky and your sweat is sweet, your butterfly will, maybe some butterfly lands on your body in a nice little Instagrammable moment, also for a price. And you can feed them, too. Most of Bucci's butterflies are starving. They are very ravenous, so if you have any cuts on your hands or any open wounds, maybe don't come. But other than that, come in, look at the butterflies, silently or not, and just relax, okay?
Bucci.
So that's after the break, okay? Let's take a break, stop and smell the butterflies. Stop and smell les fleurs, the flowers. It's Mimi Ripperton, les fleurs, only on WFMU.
Bring all the bells, ring it, bell, the bells, and ring it, ring it. don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Bucci's Butterfly Sanctuary. Come in for a price.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Hey, it's Bucci. We're, to this hour, I'm going to open up the door. That's just, there's not a real door. It's just for, you know, visual purposes. Open up the door of, I don't need to have that again. Open up the door of Bucci's, stop! Bucci's Butterfly Sanctuary. Come in and feel the bliss. Literally. Walk around, stay on the path. Everyone gets a free lemon wedge that the butterfly can land atop. They love lemon wedges. Eating me out of house and lemon wedge. All right, and just don't make a lot of noise. I know you people like to make a lot of sudden movements. Just be chill for an hour, okay? I'm also gonna... This music is way too hectic. Caller, you got Bucci? Nope, no you don't. Hold on. Hey, you got Bucci? Hello, who's this? Hey, who's this? All right, you don't... Oh, God. Caller, you got Bucci? Nope. Hello, caller, you got Bucci? Oh, fantastic. No phones? That's fun. Hey, can you hear me? Caller, you got Bucci. Oh, wait, maybe now? Oh, man. Oh, caller, Bucci. Oh, fantastic. I heard that these things weren't working. Caller, you got Bucci. Nah. Caller, hello? You got Bucci. Oh, man. Well, this is going to be a fun hour of me just saying, caller, you got Bucci. Ken, are you in the office, Scott? All right, let's see. Caller. Nope. Caller, you got Bucci. Oh, my God, the board is, like, lighting up. I'm going to cry. Hi, caller. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Okay.
You can't.
Jesus Christ! Who's
this? That's what I said.
Oh my God.
I am, and you can't hear me.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you. Thank you. I've never been so happy to hear your voice, Franco.
You are.
Okay. All right. I'm starting to be non-chill about this. Hey, Franco, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I just got my LCD in the mailbox.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful, right?
I can't believe it. Mm. It exceeded my expectations. I really
LCD is a magazine,
to look
by the
at
way.
It
people don't know what LCD is.
Right
it's
now.
A magazine.
The picture
it's the WFMU
is on my
magazine.
Avatar.
First
anyway,
time in 20 years that we've had the WFMU. Yes. Franco, I almost cursed. Are you? Do you like a butterfly? Do you want to come into the Bucci's butterfly sanctuary?
I love LUV. Butterflies.
All right, so come on in,
Oh, this is nice.
Beautiful, right?
It's kind of like the relaxation tent.
You really
fair.
Don't need to do so much, just stop yelling and screaming at my butterflies, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, do you want to know something about the butterflies? So that one over there, that's a
yes.
monarch. Everyone knows about the monarch. It's a top three butterfly,
yes.
right? So put out your hand. Let's see if it comes to you.
Put it in my hand.
Oh, it came. It came right to you.
That's because I'm butterfly friendly.
Yes, it's really sucking at your pores there. Do you see?
That I had for lunch.
Do you see that one? Oh, yeah,
it does
look. It's a swallowtail. See that? With the yellow-black? It has the long esophagus. It's one of the top esophaguses ever, these swallowtails.
Yeah.
It's right there behind the plant. You see it? Under the leaf?
Yeah. Oh, wait a second. That one's kind of threatening looking. Is its name Mothra by any chance?
No. But don't... That's a red admiral. You don't want to go too near that. It has little spikes all over its body to keep predators like Franco away.
That'll ruin your sport shirt for sure.
Yes. We do. All right. Now, let me see if they... hold out your arms, Christ-like, and see if they can alight on your body.
Okay. I can feel the delicate touch.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Look at that. All right, shake off my butterflies. You can't take them with you. All right, thank you, Franco. All right, goodbye. That was beautiful. That was a beautiful little moment. That's probably one of Franco's best moments. Caller, you got Bucci.
Let me see.
Hey, Bucci, it's Colin from Providence.
Oh, my God. Who is this?
My name's Jay.
Oh, hey, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Calling from
Providence. I just moved here.
Oh, okay. Providence, huh?
Well, I'm from Mass, but I lived in California for a very long time. I just moved back, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, Providence, yeah. This is one of the only butterfly sanctuaries in the world where you can just have, like, small talk about where you're from and, like, you know, even though there's a lot of butterflies around, we can also talk about whatever you're going on in your life, too.
Well... The blue bug.
Yeah, there's a big. Go to AS220. That's like the cultural hub of Providence. I would recommend that place.
I like AS220. I'm very delighted that they're still there after all these years.
My butterflies. All right. What's your name again? I'm sorry, Peter.
Jay.
All right, Jay. Jay, do you want to come in? You want to look at some butterflies?
Sure, I'd love to have a look.
All right.
Lift my mood.
All right, just relax. Don't stop talking. All right, so right over there, do you see that one? That's a painted lady.
Oh.
It tickles professionally. It professionally tickles. It actually makes money when it tickles. So let it tickle you.
Okay.
How come you're not laughing?
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. All right, and over there, see that one? That's a duskling. It's a gray duskling. I haven't seen a gray one in a while. They pollinate on golf shirts, actually. Did you know that?
I didn't wear my golf shirt today.
It'll stay away from you, but the brighter the better, these golf shirts, and especially if it's like a sweat-wicking golf shirt, which is not a Bucci adage, it'll really, you'll get a couple of eggs on that thing if you like it.
Oh, that's delightful. I'm really glad I got through to... See the butterflies.
All right, well, just stay still. Do you want them to land on you? I mean,
Yeah, sure. I'm game.
All right, here we go. Ooh, there's a lot of them. I can command these things to...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Oh, that's kind of a lot, actually. Ooh, it's beautiful.
Oh,
yeah, look at that.
I
feel
like
it.
That.
You feel it? Is it tickling?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's a wave of tickles.
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, stay away from his throat, though. Oh,
you got me.
Ooh, sucking on you.
First time caller. I wish I could come down and volunteer, but
get
it's a bit of a
away
long drive.
From Jay. Yes, what do you want? You want to volunteer at the volunteer at the Bucci's butterfly sanctuary?
Yeah, or at the station, but it's a four or five hour drive.
I'm afraid the station is not accepting volunteers. But Bucci's, you know, I can always use someone who can like put sugar water in a plastic dish. Do you want to learn how to do that, or slice lemon wedges, or hold a bunch of cocoons?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
They can nest on me.
Scott at WFMU.org, Scott Williams, and he'll hook you up with
the butterfly.
Details. Yeah, okay. And also, could you give me some money? Because I can't. These things don't run themselves.
No problem. Whatever you need, I'm all for it.
That's so nice. All right, thanks, Jay. Enjoy Providence. Yep. Call Igabuchi. Bucci's Butterfly Sanctuary. Hello. It's open for business. Yes, who's this?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good.
These pens.
I'm calling to let you know that butterflies don't poop.
They don't what?
They don't poop.
Okay, I didn't say that they did. Did I say that they did?
Well, I don't know if you said that they did or not, but if you were installing any bathrooms for them in your sanctuary, it's a fool's errand because they don't poop.
And they also don't install bathrooms either, right? Do butterflies install bathroom sinks or toilets for you?
No.
We could have
ridiculous.
A whole list of things that butterflies don't do. I mean, what else do they don't do?
Well, there's not
they definitely
list.
Don't do booch.
They don't poop.
Okay, so what do they do instead of go to the restroom number twos?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know, but they don't poop, so you're not going to want to install toilets. Okay. Or anything like that.
Okay, you're upsetting my butterflies because you're damaging their self-esteem because they want to go to the bathroom, but apparently they can't. So let's just let's be more positive, okay?
Okay. Let's start over. Okay. Butterflies do poop.
Okay, great. Now come closer. Look, there's a butterfly right there. You see it?
Ooh.
See it? Shh. Yeah. Be careful. So that's a puddle wing. So,
it's not pooping.
No, it's a so. It's a see. Do you see it?
I do. It's huge.
Okay. It gets its name, the puddle wing, because it's color. It's like that iridescent wing color. It's like an oil slick in the water.
What's the name? A puddle wing?
Yeah, puddle wing. Well,
that's weird because they don't poop.
Yeah. You know what? Get out of my butterfly sanctuary. It's bumming everyone out. It's okay, butterflies. You go to the bathroom, okay? Mike was just being a hater. Nah, it's on my finger. This is the blue butterfly that's landed on my finger now. I breed this one myself. It's tickling my nose. I don't breed them erotically, by the way. And it's unique to this sanctuary. It lives all of its life on my fingers, which is kind of a problem, sort of, sometimes, when job interviews or dates, or when I'm like, when I'm like yelling and pointing at people who work at Starbucks. You know, it kind of undercuts me when there's a butterfly landing on my finger. Caller Igabuchi.
Hi, Igabuchi.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Lukey.
Lukey?
Yeah.
All right, don't be so emphatic about it. I get it. Lukey.
Oh, well.
Lukey. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Lukey. How many... have you been to a lot of butterfly sanctuaries?
You know, I just came from a sanctuary that wasn't for butterflies. It was for me, really.
A human sanctuary?
There was a lot of ticks.
A tick sanctuary. Well,
and I'm wondering how ticks and butterflies might get along.
Well, they don't, but this sanctuary is one of the only sanctuaries that allows ticks in there, like invasive species. So if you want to bring your lizards and all the things that eat butterflies, that's fine. Just keep them in your pockets.
All right.
Okay. So do you want to look at, wander around?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a nice. Do you look at that one? You see it?
Uh huh.
See it? Well, what's the color? What color is it? What color would you describe that butterfly?
You know, it's sort of they found this new one. You know, the cones and stuff, but it's in like the purpley sort of blue sort of variety.
Yeah, you found it. You found it, baby. That is a tooth whipple. It's purple. Yep. It's carnivorous, though. So you can tell it by that deep purple. You can tell. And I feed it a jar of flies every day, that thing. And I'm not talking about the Alice in Chains album, Jar of Flies. All right. Oh, he's coming over to you. Do you hear it?
Oh, boy. Okay. Aww,
that's so
hey, buddy.
Cute. There you go. Don't be too friendly with these butterflies, though.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Oh, here we go.
I'm like a bird. I'm a butterfly.
All right. Thanks, Luki. Give me some money.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's very helpful. Thank you, Luki. And remember, tell your friends about the Bucci's Butterfly Sanctuary. These callers are upsetting my butterflies. Caller, you got Shabooch.
Bucci, that was one heck of a show on Tuesday, eh?
Shouting. What was that? Who is this?
It's Zachary. Oh. I said that was one heck of a show on Tuesday.
Oh, you're referring to my past and current and future wife, Mrs. Bucci's radio show that she filled in for, right?
I thought it's part of the Bucci continuum.
Bucci. No, it's her own thing. She does not want anything to do with this show because it, you know, she says it damages her brand. And I couldn't agree more. So
I think when she's on your show, though, she really excels at her brand.
Yes, yes. Well, like I said, it feels like you're getting focused on, you know, these little things like other people's radio show when you should be admiring the glory and the verdantness of the Bucci's butterfly sanctuary.
I agree. And that's why I apologize for diverting us. I brought this jar of nectar from some late bloom flowers.
Thank you. It'll like that.
Oh,
put it out. Put it out there. Just put it. Put it out. Let's.
Well,
see
here I have those little feeders that you could put in the palm of your hand for hummingbirds and butterflies.
Go ahead. Why don't you smear it all over your hand? So let's see if it happens.
Okay.
Let's see if it turns it into
a
skeleton.
You know, I'm just gonna rub it on my face too, into my beard and hair and stuff.
Ooh, it's really sucking you up. Keep eating.
Whoa.
Keep eating. Eat them. Suck them dry. Suck them dry.
Oh,
suck them dry. Keep sucking.
Oh, I have a headache.
Keep sucking. He's dead. Sorry. Butterfly, don't kill the callers. You have to know when to stop sucking, which is, unfortunately, a Bucci adage. I hope everybody is enjoying the sanctuary, and it is a sanctuary not only for butterflies but from things. You know, it's a Friday night, and there's a lot. It's a deep, dark Friday night ahead of us. And before you go out, maybe take a little breather and recharge your battery. You know, in front of Bucci. Corey. Oh. Dial tone, would you like to see the sanctuary? Oh, dial tone, you know what I want to show you? This is one of our cocoons. See, it's opening in front of you. Ooh, look at it open. Ooh. There you go, it's going to fly away now. Bye! That idiot dial tone didn't even tip me. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci, before I step foot into the sanctuary, is there a telephone booth in it?
Is what in it?
A telephone booth. Someplace I could flee into, like Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
Okay.
In case things go wrong, like what happened to one of the previous callers.
Yes. So you're asking if there's a phone booth that you can hide from in case the butterflies go ape.
Right. Like the Melanie character
did.
It's
like a butterfly going ape. It's like an ape going butterfly. Huh?
Like the Melanie character in Hitchcock's The Birds?
Yeah, Tippi Hedren. You know, show some respect.
Gotcha.
All right, so, there's a sleeping bag you can squirm into, though, if you'd like to hide from them.
Hmm. So something, I was thinking something vertical. You're suggesting something horizontal.
I'm doing more than suggesting it. I am saying that's what we have. I don't have any phone booths.
Gotcha. All right, good. So long as there's a safety of, aspect of available, something that I could escape to, I'm more than willing to step in.
Okay, come in.
Okay, thank you.
Walk around.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what's that?
Are there designated paths to walk?
Yes, it's right in front of you. It's a shell-lined path. You can just walk around.
Okay.
You see that one over there?
Mm-hmm.
What's the color? What do you think that color is? It's a trick question.
Fuchsia?
Ooh, try again.
Magenta?
No, it's wrong. It's a trick question. It has zero color. It appears to have many different colors, but it actually, if you examine it carefully, you'll see it's absolutely colorless.
Wow.
It's called the glitter wing because of that. Everything, the sun just shines right through it. And it's so see-through. if you look very carefully, you can see its underpants or thong.
Well, depending on a boy or girl.
Yeah, of course. Or either one. Anyone can wear a thong or underpants.
True.
Jesus. All right. Do you want some butterflies to land on you?
I'm reluctant, to be honest. I mean, that whole tickling thing, I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, get out then. Do you give me some money and get out?
Will do. Here's $100.
Oh, I guess that's $100 coin. All right, thank you, voice. I didn't get your name. 201, I haven't given the phone number out once. 201-209-9368, if you want to roam around in Bucci's butterfly sanctuary, we have all sorts of butterflies that I have bred or imported. I don't know why I'm laughing. And from various places. That butterfly over there is from East Orange. See that one? It's flap again. It makes a little sound when it flaps. So, it's a magical world, is what I'm saying. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Jackson.
Oh, hey, Jackson, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Jackson, do you like butterflies?
I love butterflies.
Better say yes. You do? What's your favorite kind of butterfly?
Anything colorful.
Well, that's a lot. What's your favorite, though? Do you like, what
like,
do you like? Do you like a swallow? What's that?
I like monarchs because they're
basic,
rare, but they still come to me.
Yes, well, yes, they're a very popular butterfly. They're like if there was a, if there's an image in people's mind of a butterfly, I bet it's the monarch butterfly.
Probably monarch.
The what?
Huh?
I have lots of monarchs. Do you want to have a couple land on you, Jackson?
Yes, please.
Okay, hold on. Let's just walk around. Just walk around gently. Nice, right? Oh, there's a monarch right there. Hold out your hand. Is your hand sweet or sticky?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe it'll come to you anyway. All right, just hold out your hand. Ooh, there it goes. Ooh, it's coming. Look at all the butterflies that are flapping around you.
Wow.
Oh, be careful. Oh, they're flying off. Oh, they're taking... Jackson, you're being lifted off the ground. Oh my God, Jackson! 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 Jackson, come back! Come back, Jackson! Come, Jackson! Come back, Shin Jackson! Can you. Jackson! Jackson! Are you still there?
I'm back!
Goodbye! He's gone. He flew away like the Up House. Bring Jackson back! They're giving me the middle finger. Monarchs, butterflies are such... Shut up. Caller Igabuchi.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, welcome to Bucci's Butterfly Sanctuary. What do you want?
You know what butterfly kisses are?
Who is this?
It's
Hey, Cress, how are you doing? Cress, what do you mean? Butterfly kisses?
Yeah. So, I'm hoping maybe we could catch some butterfly hugs in there.
Well, I
They wrap their wings around each other in a nice warm embrace.
No. They can't wrap their... have you ever seen a... I mean, it feels like you have never seen a butterfly. Its arms are very underdeveloped.
No, I've seen them kiss plenty of times.
No, I think that's not an actual... butterflies don't kiss. They suck. Look, it's sucking from you right now.
That's the same thing as a kiss for them.
Well, it's all up in your business right now. It's like going to second base, this butterfly. All right, stop sucking on Cress.
Do you know what butterfly kisses are, though?
I don't think we can talk about that on the radio there.
True.
Hit me on Instagram, I'll block you. Goodbye, Cress. 201-209-9368. I've opened the doors or pulled back the plastic curtain that welcomed you all into Bucci's Butterfly Sanctuary. We have all sorts of butterflies, as many butterflies as there are stars in the sky, which is way too many butterflies. It is a problem of there's no food for hardly anything. Call it ego, Bucci.
Bucci, dude, what's up? How are you?
Fine. Who are you, and how are you?
My name is Lewis. I'm doing
Wood?
All right.
Your name is Wood?
Just finished delivering some food.
What's your name, Wood?
Lewis.
Oh, hey, Lewis. How are you doing, Lewis?
I'm alive, man. I'm breathing. I can't ask for anything more, you know?
Okay, yeah. Well, you can ask for one thing more, though. You can ask for a bunch of butterflies, to look at a bunch of butterflies.
Yeah, I would love to look at your butterflies.
So ask.
Dude, I heard you got monarch butterflies.
We do.
Monarch.
Well, most of them carried away Jackson, though, so we don't actually have too many of those. But come in.
That's okay. You have any butterflies with, like, the owl face on the back of them?
That's a moth there. Well, we don't have moths. The difference is moths have hair and dreadlocks, and butterflies... they got fades.
They got fades? That's awesome.
Yeah,
dude.
Some of my butterflies have fades. So come in.
Thank you.
Oh, you see that one?
I do. What is that?
That is a speckled lane. It doesn't eat flies. It doesn't eat flies in jars. It eats Alice in Chains CDs, the Jar of Flies album.
Specifically the Jar of Flies album?
Yeah, it eats that. It can't really eat it, so it's almost extinct. Do you ever try to force feed a Alice in Chains CD to a butterfly?
Not in recent memory, no.
It's futile. It's a futile act. All right, so put out your, do you have any lemon wedges in your pockets?
Oh, I carry lemon wedges in my pocket all the time.
All right, I can tell because they're really acting up. Look at that.
I know they have fades, but are they trying to run a fade too, or are they peaceful butterflies?
You know what? It's best not to ask a lot of questions around the butterflies. Just enjoy. Just be at peace. You know, I know you're out delivering food, and I know it's a stressful thing, so maybe just chill and let a butterfly sit on your shoulder for, 15 minutes.
I'm not opposed to the idea. I'm actually finished delivering food. I stopped at a card shop. I'm going to play some cards in a bit.
Ooh, guys, back off. All right. Do you want to? What other ones? You want to see any more? See one more butterfly before you have to leave.
Sure. Yeah,
what's that one right there?
The
do you see that?
With the glitter wing. The glitter wing. Is it interesting about that?
Oh yeah, the glitter wing. That's it's see through. It's very kind of sexy. You know, it's very see through, and it kind of tricks your eye into thinking it's colored, but you're actually seeing the color behind the butterfly.
Oh, it's an illusion.
Yeah, it is an illusion because. So go ahead, go up to it very carefully. Now it doesn't. Be careful. Go up there. Don't scream at it.
Hey, buddy. Hi. How are you?
Ooh.
You look great. I love your wings.
Oh, look at that. It likes you.
Oh, great. It must be the lemons in my pocket.
Ooh, look at that. It's really falling in love.
Oh, so am I. I'm spooning.
So nice.
What a lovely butterfly.
All right, that's enough. Give me some money.
Hey, take a $100 coin, dude.
All right. Oh, Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, yeah. Goodbye, Lewis. Have a deliver a bon me for me.
Yeah, yes sir. Yes.
Bye. 201-209-9368. I am I'm opening up my doors, so this 'tis the season, the butterflies are blooming, and I am opening up my door to you. It's a tough world. It's going to be a tough, even tougher Friday night. We're all going to be rushing to go see Sinners tonight. And so before we do, we want to just take a little bit of a pause and have a nice little butterfly landing on you.
I'm like a bird. I'm a butterfly.
Call it Iguabuchi.
Oh, what up, Bucci? How you doing?
Who's this?
Double G.
Yeah, hey, Double G. I'd really rather you not be around my butterflies, though.
No. I could have sworn I got something in the mail. So, you know, there was a free butterfly exhibit.
Yeah, it's not free. It's by donation, enforced donation.
I love supporting the arts, you know, so, you know, can I give you this check?
No, I only take coins.
All right. I got those, but can I see what you got?
Yeah,
for
I want you to show you around the butterfly thing. Okay, let's go. So, over there, you see that one? A double G. That one. Uh-huh. Now, see that's a controversial one. That is the butter F word, if you know what I mean. The butter F word.
And we wouldn't know what you mean by
yeah,
that.
We call that one that because it's a real jerk. It senses weakness and pounces, which is the only butterfly that pounces also. So
you know what? I think I've seen this one a little too much, actually.
Yeah, I bet you have. You know. All right, so let's look at another one. Which one?
Oh, that one over there. It kind of looks like it's covered in flesh.
No, that's a wistful thing. That's wistful thinking. That's what they call that. You want everything to be covered in flesh, if I know you, right? That's not a Bucci
adage.
It's a double G
adage,
if anything.
Card. You saw what I mean.
Yes, I did. Thank you for saying holiday card also. All right. Do you want anything? So that one, see that one?
Oh, my God.
So that's the what is it? Candlemouth Oracle. So that is, you see the creamy white texture? It's got the pattern. Mm. So that one, the wings and the abdomen glow when someone tells a lie. So tell a lie. Tell a lie. Don't say I like Bucci.
And I love Bucci.
Oh, you see it? It's
it's right.
Flapping around. How dare you? So there you go. You're lying, but what's new, right?
Hey, what's new? But hey, you know, is there like a gift shop I can spend some coin on?
No. Well, you know what? That's a good idea.
I got these postcards.
You know what? You take a handful of butterflies home. Take a handful of butterflies home.
Okay, but they're making me itch.
Yeah.
They do
that.
They're itchy, Bucci. I can't take this many.
Oh, Bucci. Oh my God. What's it going on?
Oh my God.
It's all Bucci, over you. It's all
Bucci,
over
Bucci.
You. Oh,
oh
it's going to eat you, buddy. Oh,
boy. Oh, Bucci, no, not like that, Bucci.
All right. Bucci. Stop sucking on him. He's gone. 201-209-9368. I've opened up the doors to Bucci's Butterfly Sanctuary. And so if you want to come in and take a little chill, I got a nice marble bench set up that I've carved. I've made some carvings in it. Of course, all the carvings say
Bucci.
Yeah. But that's only natural. 201-209-9368. I have all sorts of butterflies. Let's look at some other ones. Here, boy. Here. So that one is that's the painted lady again. This one right here. Let's land. Come here, my finger. Come here, land on my finger. Land on my finger! I don't care. Land. Okay, there you go. So this is the Blue Morpho. As you can see, it is known as a blue morpho because of its iridescent blue, and it has a long wingspan. Get off me. Some of these butterflies kind of irritate me a little bit. And see, there is another cocoon. So this one, this is like a, you know, the baby butterfly. I'm usually not interested in cocoons. I kind of could give or, take or leave them, but I guess I need them. All right. Caller, you got your booch.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Gabby.
Hey, Debbie. How are you?
Good, and you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm making money hand over fist on this butterfly sanctuary, though. It's quite the little scamaroo I've got going. I mean, it's not a scam. It's real.
Oh, I see it. Yes. I see how you're making money out of it.
Yes. Okay, come in. Do you want to come in and see the butterflies?
All right.
The music stopped. Oh, what's that one? You see it? So that is a cocoon, right? So that's just a little baby. And if we're very careful and quiet, it'll open for us.
Oh, well, yeah.
Shh. You're going to startle it. Wow. That was beautiful. So that one is the crescent butterfly, and it drinks tears. You want to cry, and maybe it'll be attracted to you?
Yeah.
Just do a little fake crying and the butterfly will come to you.
All right. I'm crying right now. I got a little tear coming up down my cheek.
Ooh, it's all up in those tears. Oh, wow. Debbie, do you want to look at anything else in the butterfly sanctuary?
What about a lilac butterfly?
Let me see. Do I have any lilac butterflies? Yes, there it is. You see it? Be careful. Do you see it?
Okay, I see it coming.
There it is. No, it'll come to you. Wow. It flew right past you. That was cold, actually. It kind of ignored you. Sorry, Debbie. Just leave. Can you have any money you can give me?
I don't. Actually, I need some.
All right, well, I'll throw a coin in there for you, but next time, try to bring a little bit of money, because these butterfly sanctuaries don't fund themselves. All right, bye, Debbie. I would thought that more people would pay me. Please. Bucci's Butterfly Sanctuary needs your help. We are the best and most unique butterfly sanctuary in the tri-state area, not counting New York or New Jersey. We allow you to bring invasive species. If you want to have some band practice, we also allow that. If you have a big angry dog, you can bring that. Basically anything. If you want to see a butterfly up close and see it like winking at you, that's fine too. If you want to maybe DM a butterfly, you have to go through my Instagram account, Bucci Nights. But if you want to DM a butterfly, you can do that as well. We have all different kinds. But I guess we're going to have to close the doors pretty soon. Hey, boys. Come on, come to Bucci. There you go. Now, be all over me. Oh, look at this. Speaking of butterfly kisses, this is some action. I got about 60 butterflies all over me. And I'm gonna have to say goodnight, butterflies.
Goodnight, Bucci.
Yeah, goodnight, Bucci.
It's okay.
Goodnight, Bucci. Goodnight, Bucci. That's me kissing you.
Good night, Bucci.
Good night. Good night. Those weren't actually the butterflies. Those are just my voice pitch shifted. The butterflies don't talk. But they do listen to WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, and New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online at all the time at WFMU.org. Coming up next is the mighty Billy Jam, Put the Needle on the Record. Coming up now, who listens to Bucci?
You, Ducci.
You, Ducci.
To another episode of Put the Needle on the Record. I'm Billy Jam. The engineer is James. The listener is you. You're either here live or you're in the archives in the future. But we live in the now. It's the only place we can really live. Got a great grip of new music for you today. Also, we run down some of the happenings. We'll be hearing from our man Luke Sick, who's got a big show going on. Speaking of new music, this one is from the album Conversational Pieces. It's brand new, just dropped today. It's from Real Bad Man and Boldy James. This is the track. It's called Burn in Hell on WFM. You know.
Person that has no life. Cause they ain't got a husband or they ain't got a wife. Just say bye. Just take a hike. Maybe they ain't getting no hugs from moms. Might be irate cause they hate their job. Wasn't getting paid, never stay a day job. So getting upset how they praise their God. Why should they get so mad? Nothing that occurred here was really that bad. Nothing that occurred here was really that crucial. But that's the energy some folks used to. Must be tough getting all worked up over such and such. Yo, don't spaz, they have problems you don't have. So have compassion, for the knives and the guns get flashing, or the guns get blasted, or even if he's only gonna give a tongue lashing. Change your mind state, there's not Planet of the Apes, stop acting like a primate. Give grace to get grace, wind up in a whole different headspace. God is love, there's God below, and there's God above. Instead of getting vicious and bug, I ain't talking kisses and hugs. I'm talking about patience and letting things go. I'm talking about basics and letting kids know. Fights don't have winners, just we was never taught humanity for beginners. But it's never too late, this black cloud start now, don't wait. Fights only have losers, even if you ain't get bumps and bruises. Why you wanna hurt cats' feelings? Start healing. I don't mean no harm to you, toodaloo, you don't bother me. I don't mean no harm to you, toodaloo, you don't bother me. I don't mean no harm to you, toodaloo, you don't bother me. I don't mean no harm to you, toodaloo, you don't bother me. I don't mean no harm to you, toodaloo, you don't bother me.
shit sound like a fever dream, man, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. Ayo, Shad, part of my friends, man. Yeah. Go ahead and light the candle from both ends. You might find what you're looking for in the meantime. Swear that I ain't been sober since I was 14. But nobody check on me because I seem fine. Great. No complaints, though. Body Apollo, we 20 deep in the Range Rover. I've been trying to make it home through them layovers. I'm laid up, breaking bread. I don't know what they told you. My guess is sniff with your bumps in the bathroom. Been sipping out the bottle since about 30 minutes past noon. I've been stepping on eggshells with glass shoes. Used to people coming up to me asking if I have shrooms. For the record, I might spend my adolescence drinking Henny, getting in fights. One day I'ma buy whatever without checking the price. Now I try appreciating every lesson in life. Hey yo, it's hard to count my blessings in my spare time. Cause this is money we talking about, I don't spare mine. All them clothes that I be wearing is the red kind. I'd rather jet, I'd rather buy the airline. All that's behind us is science. I've been defiant since I knew a slingshot killed Goliath. Defiant, smoking on my corner, probably overseas flying. To destinations they don't even teach you about in school. Smoking loud, might cop an ounce or two. Then take your bitch without a couple thousand, make her count it too. Rap you candy jackets, cross 110th Street. Was talking what it says, they smack the minute.
And while we're wild, yeah, we provide the vibe. Check the way we slide, no doubt we outside.
We outside.
The side of the planet to hit you with the organic. You're rocking with the best, so ain't no need for you to panic.
It's the grand baby. I've been that dude since the 80s. Love the ladies, shake your hands and kiss them babies. The creme de la creme, all the God do is know how to win. If it's about the bag, then you can count me in. Drop jewels for the mental. I'm so influential, detrimental as I step. Black hoodie is essential. I'm one of a kind, so divine. Mommies tell me all the time, ain't no time for wasting time. Wanna be next to hit my line. Cause we could take a trip somewhere cozy where the niggas ain't so nosy. Sip our champagne until we nice and dozy.
And just chill. 32 degrees, let's feel. Guaranteed to get your head filled with the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding. The God keep us so fly, we ain't never landing. And while we're wild, yeah, we provide the vibe. Check the way we slide, there's no doubt we outside.
We outside.
We travel the planet and hit you with the that's organic. You're rocking with the best, so ain't no need for you to panic. And while we're wild, we provide the vibe.
We
check
provide
the way we slide, there's no doubt we outside. We travel the planet and hit you with the organic. You're rocking with the best, so ain't no need for you to panic.
OG, 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 it's me. You're rocking with the G-O-D.
Up 10, just want you know to be go for home, dear. Yeah.